Tricks now, saving hero. just don't work on you.
We got our mojo working this week on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. Welcome, welcome. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C. Co-host Jeff Siegel is in Dallas. And that music, actually recorded live in Dallas in 2007. Pine Top Perkins and Friends got my mojo working. My mojo is already worked up, Jeff, for this show.
Rick, it may be hard to believe, but Pine Top was a very young 94 when he recorded that song last year. I don't know that I have enough energy to record that song right now, and I'm half that age.
I got to tell you, I wish I had half that mojo when I'm that age. I've been waiting a long time to get to that music. That's 2008 Grammy-winning Best Traditional Blues Album Music. And there's another Ivory Towers connection to that. Our official Ivory Towers announcer, Michael Galelli, is someone who is working and has worked off and on during the past year with the producers of that particular record. So there is an Ivory Towers connection. Sometimes we're closer to those who are in the music biz than we even realize.
We've got a lot of mojo working today on this show, I hope. We got some pretty good blues and some pretty different and unusual tunes, huh?
Oh, definitely. Definitely a wide variety. As we like to say, we have the eclectic mix here on Ivory Towers Radio. But, you know, we started off in a bluesy mood. I actually think I'm in a good mood this week. We cleared out the systems last week with our politics show. Jeff, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing very well. I've got my mojo is about where it needs to be. And I think I'm ready for whatever happens to us next.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Oh,
Paul Butterfield, Manish Boy on Cover Me on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music and the great Paul Butterfield has his mojo working on that one, Rick. That, of course, is the classic Muddy Waters song. And we've been remiss. You know, it's amazing. We've been doing this now for, what, 2-3 years? And we've been remiss, and we haven't played any Paul Butterfield yet, the first of really the great white blues players of the 60s revival. An absolutely terrific harp player. And the only thing you need to know about Paul Butterfield, the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, is that on that day in Newport when Dylan went electric, it was the Paul Butterfield Blues Band backing him up.
Well, we have been doing this for almost 2 years, so it hasn't been three. I don't want folks to think that we have been that neglectful. But I have a question about this, which is, how old is this particular recording? Because it doesn't have that late 60s feel to it. Is it new?
Well, Burfield died in 87. He had, guess what we would call the blues man's demise, the after effects of living like a blues man. And this was made toward the end of his career in 85 off an album called The Legendary Paul Butterfield Rides Again. So it's not with any of the backup players that he'd done the earlier stuff with, including Elvin Bishop, including Michael Bloomfield. But he's still, all things considered, he's still in pretty good form.
Excellent form. And since we're not much for euphemism, and you're being unusually diplomatic this week, normally we'll talk straight ahead about the fact that the bluesman's disease would normally be called alcoholism.
And drugs. Yeah.
So some sort of addiction.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, we both have our own particular addictions, but more to the music and more to the blues. So I think it's time for us to go right back there. Who says they don't play juke joint music anymore? Well, we do right here on the Underground Podcast. That's some music from one of my very favorite all-time bands, Little Feat. And Jeff, they have come out with a new recording, in some ways very fashionable, covering themselves, doing that duet bit, if you would like, that has been fashionable for, I guess a decade or so. But that is Little Feat, recorded with Chris Robinson of the Black Crowes, doing the classic, Oh, Atlanta. A great version. Maybe not the best version, but because I think that song is made to be played live. But that is a wonderful rendition. And we started off with the Homemade Jams Blues Band with Right Thang, Wrong Woman, and I am actually saying that correctly. The title includes the spelling T-H-A-N-G, and in my book, that's thang, not thing. I want to make that clear. And interesting, I don't think this was planned, but we started off with 94-year-old Pinetop Perkins. The Homemade Jams Blues Band is apparently the youngest blues band ever to sign a professional contract, and it features drummer Taya Perry, who is all of 11 years old.
My next question is, there were some pretty good guitar licks in there. What was that guitar player, 14?
I believe that the lead guitarist and singer is 18 in that band, and that band is made up of various members of the Perry clan. I think they're from Tupelo, Mississippi. Interesting thing about that particular group, Homemade Jams Blues Band, they were on the Amazon Top 10 for 1 week. I'm happy to report that they got some notice. And they managed to get there because All Things Considered on National Public Radio featured them. And as soon as people listened to that and it featured some of their music, and I actually heard that feature myself, I went to look them up, and sure enough, the very next day they were on the Amazon top 10 list for about a week. So they have their hats to tip to National Public Radio, and I have my hat to tip that way too. It's rare that I actually find a band on NPR, but that's how I find them, and they're an interesting story, and they can back it up. And the other one interesting thing about this is their father sometimes backs them on stage playing harp, but he constructed the band's instruments out of old automobile parts.
Well, that guitar player is really good.
Yeah, apparently he's playing an adapted muffler.
I also will say that you know, sometimes you hear a lot about older bands, and you and I being older, we know a lot of older bands. Little Feat has had its ups and downs over the years, but on that recording, Rick, they sound absolutely terrific. That's the best they've sounded in years.
It is the best they've sounded in years, and it brings you right back. They have been one of those bands, unfortunately, lost in the wilderness. When you lose the guy who formed the band, we were talking about the blues illness. Well, Lil George had the cocaine version of the blues illness, and he was their great slide player, singer, and they managed with that Chris Robinson version to get back to that same sort of energy that they had during the George era. Although I have to say, I saw that band, it would be, I guess, early 90s. And they could still kick it up. They managed on stage, I think, to retain that energy, but found it harder and harder to get that on vinyl in the studio recordings.
Yeah. No, that's exactly what it sounded like. Because if you listen to some of the recordings over the last several years, they don't sound like they don't have as much energy as 94-year-old Pine Top Kirk.
No, and some of the energy changed, too, because I believe they moved to their main lead singer nowadays. They have a female lead singer, and so the sound changed because just she was not able, I think, to handle some of the more gritty sort of vocals that this band is known for. Not that they're not doing good and interesting music still, but I think because their sound, when you change a vocalist like that so dramatically from the older sound, I think you lose some of the older fans in that change. And maybe we'll play some of the newer Feat and people can make up their own mind.
Is there more? Do we have more here on Ivory Towers Radio today?
Jeff, we said we've got our mojo working. We ain't worked our mojo up just enough yet. More music coming up.
Greetings. I'm Michael, your musical guide to the vast Ivory Towers archive. More than 100 hours of music, all at your fingertips. All you have to do is repeat this simple online mantra, public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. Keep repeating the mantra for your musical pleasure.
Sweet. I could smile for a while. You held my hand so tight when you stopped to say hello. You wished me well, you couldn't tell that I've been crying over you, crying over you. And you said so long, left me standing all alone, alone and crying. Start me crying. I thought that I was over you, but it's true, so true. I love you even more than I did before. But darling, what can I do for you? Don't love me, and I'll always be crying over you, crying over you. Yes, now, yes, now you're gone, and from this moment on, I'll be
Deanna Carter, crying on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That's a set of three women, three interesting viewpoints, all of whom have their mojo working on the Underground podcast. We started off with Rilo Kiley's Jenny Lewis, brand new music off a solo album called Acid Tongue. The song is called Pretty Bird. And in the middle, Cyndi Lauper, the Long Island Lolita. Can I say that, Rick? I Drove All Night from 1989. That would have been Cyndi's last top 40 hit. Can you believe it's almost 20 years since Cyndi Lauper had a top 40 hit?
And probably 20 years since you could call her Lolita.
Well, that was one of her goals in the old days. Rick. I liked the Jenny Lewis song a lot, but what I really wanted to make mention of was the Deanna Carter. who is the daughter of a Nashville session guitarist who's played with just about everybody, and went to nursing school and was actually apparently being a nurse and decided there were better things to do than to be a nurse when she decided to make a couple of records in the late 90s. Had a big hit. I believe one of them was called I Shaved My Legs for This. But great voice, great approach, really does a nice job. It's kind of hard to cover a great song like Crying, done, of course, by Roy Orbison, and give it anything because Roy's version is pretty close to perfect. But she comes very close to it.
She does an excellent job. I need to be politically correct here since we have a number of nurses in the audience. Nursing, a wonderful profession, a needed profession. Not enough people go into it. But I will have to say Ms. Carter's voice, she's a wonderful nightingale. Maybe she's not there at the bedside helping somebody out, but if she's singing on the radio or she's singing in the podcast, that alone is enough to cure our ills. And I have to congratulate you again. My hat is off to you. Your mojo is definitely working because that set, wonderful set of Orbison music, and we have more Orbison music coming up on the Underground Podcast. But first, it's time for us to bow to the man.
The Ivory Towers Podcast is a non-commercial, non-profit program designed and used for educational purposes. Some of the material contained in this podcast is previously copyrighted but used with permission. Other copyrighted material is reused following fair use guidelines. Any copyright holders who do not wish to have their materials used should contact the programmers directly at ivorytowersradio@att.net, and it will be removed. The programmers do not support file sharing and encourage listeners to buy music from the artists featured in this podcast.
And again, our email address is what, Jeff?
ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's ivorytowers, T-O-W-E-R-Z, radio, all one word, at att.net.
Hey now, you better listen to me, every one of you. We've got a lot of work to do. Forget about your women. Can. Today you're working for the man. Well, pick up your feet, we've got a deadline to meet. I'm gonna see you make it on time. Oh, don't relax, I want elbows and backs. I wanna see everybody from behind. Cause you're working for the man. Well,
you're born, they make you feel small. By giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate if you're clever and despise a fool. Until you're so fucking crazy you can't follow their rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. When they tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. It's religion and sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free. But you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. Working class hero is something to be. Telling you still, but first you must learn how to smile and say kill. If you wanna be like all the folks on the hill. A working class hero is something to be. 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 Just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
Green Day, Working Class Hero, on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That, of course, from 2007, the Amnesty International benefit record Instant Karma of John Lennon cover songs. In this set, in fact, we looked at working. Roy Orbison, Working for the Man. Creedence Clearwater Revival, Proud Mary. Working for the Man, All Night. Gosh, now I'm going to screw the lineup, Rick. Working for the Man Every Night and Every Day, or however it goes.
I think that's exactly how it goes.
Okay, good. All of a sudden, I was afraid I was going to have to sing on the Underground podcast, and we have enough problems as it is without that. I just love that Green Day version of that song. I mean, they really update it for the 21st century, don't they?
They do, and Green Day, one of our favorite bands and many people's favorite bands, one of the biggest bands in the world. We love them. Interesting set. I'm guessing that the Orbison song is the only original, though, in that set.
Yes. Well, actually, no. In fact, this is the funny thing. Everybody forgets that John Fogerty wrote Proud Mary.
Really? I always thought that that was a cover.
No, he wrote the song, and it was covered by every other person in the world. In fact, because I knew you were going to ask this. Elvis covered it. Wilson Pickett covered it. And of course, Ike and Tina Turner, who only got to number 4 with their version, and Creedence got to number 2 with theirs.
Well, Ike and Tina's version tends to be the one that you hear these days, but many people don't know, and many people probably take it for granted that our mothers listen to this show. But our mothers do listen to this show, and because of that, I want to thank you on behalf of my mother for playing Proud Mary, because it's absolutely one of her all-time favorite songs.
Well, I did not know that, but...
And that version.
I am happy to do your mother a favor at any time. I never do too many favors for your mom, Rick.
That's the version that she likes better than the Ike and Tina version. So you played exactly the right one.
I'm speechless. I'm lost for words. How often does that happen? Should we just go on to the next part of the show?
Well, we should always just go on to the next part of the show. And you actually have been speechless in many ways this past couple of weeks. I actually think that in some ways you're still a bit dumbfounded from the election and in wonderment of seeing the national reaction to it, because you have been strangely silent on the Ivory Towers blog lately too, although I noticed a little comment on a baseball item today. But we don't just have the Underground Podcast. We also have the Ivory Towers blog, which is more above ground than the podcast. And because it's more above ground, we have other things besides music there. We have politics, sports, films, much more. And you can find the Ivory Towers blog at www.ivorytowers, and that's all one word and with a Z or a Zeta or a Z at the end. One more time, www.ivorytowers.com, www.ivorytowers.com.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Just keep going your way, looking over your shoulder.
Yeah, Joe, I don't think we have any illusions either, as a matter of fact. That, of course, Joe Jackson, Look Sharp, 1979, on Jeff's New Wave on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. There is not a bad song on that album, which also includes Is She Really Going Out With Him, Fools in Love. But what makes it the classic that it is not so much the music, but one of the all-time great album covers ever made, a pair of white shoes, black pants, just the words Look Sharp. In fact, it's one of the things that I miss most about vinyl, Rick, is regardless of anything else, you had a great album cover with vinyl. You had a piece of art.
True enough. And those shoes, I think, were a piece of art, too. Pointed shoes. I'm going to guess Italian made. Just wonderful looking shoes. And I'm not one for shoes.
No, I'm not either. If anybody were ever to see us together dressed, we dressed today pretty much the same way we dressed when we were in the third grade. So for us to make a sartorial comment is an indication of just how neat looking those shoes are.
Sharp, definitely sharp. Well, we have more sharp sounds coming up. Stick around.
A restless energy blows across the globe.
The desire for human rights.
Yet every day, people are tortured,
imprisoned,
executed,
or disappeared
simply for their identity or their beliefs.
That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering.
To the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
The day that I've been gone. Shoot. Lemonade.
Oh yes, Menacing Sounds on the Underground Podcast. Nothing like the Underground Podcast to bring you experimental music. That's some industrial sounds there from the band called Filter. Hey man, nice shot. Before that, Crystal Antlers, what we might call a neo-psychedelic band with Until the Sun Dies Part 2. That's new music, and it's by request. preceding that, the Weeping Willows, a Swedish band with Touch Me, and starting us off, if you want to talk experimental, Jeff, you've got to talk about David Byrne and Brian Eno, their first collaboration in quite a long time, I Feel My Stuff, from earlier this year. And is that sort of an alternative indie rock, art rock way of saying I got my mojo working?
I'm sitting here and I'm listening to that song and I'm going, it's good to see that David Byrne and Brian Eno can still find odd things to do to a pop song. Because one would think that after all this time, they might have run out of things to do, but they can still do it.
Well, the interesting thing is when they first started collaborating, both in the Talking Heads and then later with their collaboration where I think their names were switched, they've only done two official duo albums. The last time, I guess it was Brian Eno and David Byrne, and that one was certainly extremely experimental for its time, and some people would say is even more experimental than the one that they just released, but definitely it's pop music, but with that particular odd left twist that you would expect from David Byrne, and he's out touring supporting that album, but Brian Eno, as the dial twirler might be, is not with him on that tour.
That's probably just as well. Can you imagine if both of them were on the stage at the same time?
Well, there would be people who adore both of them fainting in the aisles. So it would just be too much.
60-year-old bald guys, skinny bald guys and heartthrobs, huh?
Yeah, well, who knows? Eno, certainly bald. Byrne still has his hair, but it's shockingly white. It's not just white, it's shockingly white. So... who knew? We grow old, but their music is still interesting, and that's why they get a listen, at least here on the Underground Podcast. I don't think anybody else is playing them. I haven't heard that anywhere else, music out from this summer. But, Jeff,
yeah,
knowing
sure.
that we put that filter into this particular set, you know where we're headed. But before we go there, I know we've said the email address several times today, but... we need to give it a shout out again because we had a request in that set and the request bin still has items in it. And I promise that we will get most of them out, if not this month, by next month. So we're still parceling them out, but you have the solution to this, do you not?
I do have the solution, Rick. If you have a request, if you have a comment, if you wonder why Marlo hasn't barked in several weeks, you may send us an email at ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's all one word, ivory, E-V-E-V, ivory, I-V-O-R-Y, towers, T-O-W-E-R-Z, radio, all one word, @att.net. And one more time, so I don't mess it up, ivorytowersradio@att.net.
I promise you, if you send Marlo an email, if you're the first one to send Marlo an email, not only will we dedicate a song to you, but Marlo will bark for you, especially on the podcast. Until then, it's now time for me to do my barking.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
The band is called Shine Down, and they are featured this week in the Metal Shop with their song Devour. Did you catch that reference in there, Jeff? Did you catch that reference to the war, to the anti-war comment in there? Again, another example of a metal band singing about why we shouldn't be at war.
Well, I did catch that, and the other thing that I thought was interesting was that I could understand the lyrics. They seemed to be paying careful attention to the mix there so that the lyrics weren't back behind some 14-minute guitar solo.
Interesting. I think some people might call these guys a pop metal band, but they don't have that growly vocals that tend to be what a lot of metal bands want these days. You're right. Those lyrics and vocals are clear and pumped up ahead of the mix, which is not the way that we normally hear metal these days. So you can hear those lyrics, and but you can't deny it. There's some crunching on the anvils of the guitars on that particular number.
Well, I didn't say it wasn't loud, and I didn't say it wasn't metallic. I just noticed an inconsistency, a difference.
Well, as we know, there are differences in the metal church, and we have talked about that a time or two. But now we are at the end of our podcast, and it went all too quickly as usual.
Another outstanding effort, our mojo in rare form. And I believe I almost spoke English for the entire show.
Well, I'll try to speak English all the way till the end, too. And I'm not sure my mojo was as good as yours, nor as good as Pine Top Perkins at the top. But, you know, our mojo's got to be working if we start with the 94-year-old bluesman at the top and we end up with the rock and roll meddlers at the end. So somehow we do get the mojo going every week. So thanks for joining us on Ivory Towers Radio. For composer announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C. Please join us again next time. I promise our mojo will be working.